Our next guest was elected the mayor of Vancouver. Ken Sim was sworn in as Vancouver's 41st mayor on November 7th after a sweeping election win where he won along with his team based on a campaign platform that focused on crime reduction and affordability. Of course, as you know, ABC Vancouver holds a majority on City Council and the Vancouver Park Board and has the most seats on the City School Board as well. Today, Ken Sim spoke to the Metro Vancouver Board of Trade to provide a state of city address. He had a lot to say, including wanting to help Vancouver get its swagger back. And the mayor joins us now. Ken, thank you for speaking to us today.
Hey, Jazz. Thanks for having me today.
So you said, I was not expecting that line, that you wanted Vancouver to get its swagger back. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, actually, a funny backstory there. The whole team here said, do not say that word. And I decided to say it anyways, and now everyone's talking about it, so maybe they were right. But
what did you mean by that?
You know, to get that pride back in, in the city. You know, we used to have a lot of pride, when we would travel, we would talk about Vancouver, and, you know, we went through a bit of a rough patch, and, you know, there are some people that feel a little disillusioned about the city with the challenges that are going on, and look, we do have some challenges. We actually have some big challenges that we're starting to address, but we have a lot of great things going on in the city, and I truly believe we can work to have Vancouver become the greatest city on the planet again, and being a leader in so many different areas.
You've met the Prime Minister, obviously, this weekend at the Lunar New Year parade in Chinatown, which was great to see. What message did you send to the Prime Minister Trudeau, specifically around housing affordability? What did you talk about?
Well, first of all, I said thank you for the generosity of spirit that his office and a lot of the ministers have shown Vancouver. There are a lot of things going on behind the scenes, not just on the housing file, but security, healthcare, what have you. So they've been great, and we did highlight the fact that in particular Chinatown is an area, it's a neighborhood that is significant for the country. We have a lot of heritage, a lot of history, and it's not just Chinese history, but it's Canadian history. And we do have challenges, and he acknowledged that, and he said that they will provide us. We'll have conversations around supporting the neighborhood. And then we talked about housing and how it is a challenge, not just in Vancouver, but throughout the country. And they're working on a bunch of initiatives to support, municipalities across the country. And we did speak about some challenges or things that they would be working on.
So are you expecting dollars in regards to the two issues of crime and affordability for the city or the region from the federal government?
You know, what form that takes, we're still in discussions, but there are resources available. I'll give you an example. There could be some resources available to help with the workflow, to speed up the permitting process in the city of Vancouver and other municipalities. And so, whatever is available, we'll make a strong case for Vancouver to have access to those funds and, be a role model for the rest of the country. If and when we make this process a lot better and faster, it will speed up the process and it will actually help all of us. So at the end of the day, we talk about the challenges we have in Vancouver with respect to housing and how we want more attainable housing. The federal government, they want this as well because it helps them with a lot of their initiatives. So we are 100% aligned in making it go faster.
Between Mr. Trudeau, Premier Eby, and yourself, we didn't get here in just a week or even a year or 5 years. It took us maybe two generations, maybe even three generations to get to this housing crisis. How much of an impact can any elected official, local, provincial, or federal, have over the course of the next couple of years or 4 years during your mandate in regards to the housing and crime, housing issues specifically?
I think that really depends on how we act, right? If people sort of bring politics into it and ideology and aren't active listeners, I don't think we can make a lot of progress on the file. And you're absolutely right. It's taken us a long time to get here, and it will take us quite a while to see incredible, meaningful change on this fall, but we have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so we need to put in place those foundational scalable initiatives that will actually help us get out of this. And so, you know, at the City of Vancouver, we can advocate for provincial and federal funding, and then we can provide or do our part. And our part, make no mistake about it, is speeding up the permitting process. We do that, we can build a lot more housing for everyone faster.
So can you give me a sense of where you're at? And when you say speeding things up, this is, you think you can cut things significantly in regards to just the wait time, number one. And after that, speak to me a little bit about this pilot project in regards to allowing up to 6 homes in a residential lot in your city.
Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what an area or a neighborhood zoned for. It could be zoned for 3 stories, 6 stories, or 25 or 40 or 50 stories. If whoever's building these homes have to wait 6 to 12 years to get their permits, nothing's going to get built in a timely fashion. And so whether it's, you know, 6 units on one lot, or high rises or anything in between, we need to speed up the permitting process. We ran on a platform of 3331, which is basically getting permits depending on what you're building within 3 days, 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 months, 1 year. And that's what we talk about every single week at the City of Vancouver. What can we do to speed up the process? How do we get to yes? How do we make sure projects that are being presented to us get approved, the ones that make sense?
So when can we expect the announcement on those specific policies?
Well, you're already starting to see some announcements now, or let's say we've made traction on some of these issues already. I'll give you an example. When the provincial government came to us with an opportunity to approve 90 supportive housing units, we were able to collectively and unanimously as a council approve those units basically in one sitting. And so that's the type of speed that we can make on some of these files, and some of them will take a little longer.
Okay. Can we just touch a little bit on the zoning issue of the 6 homes on a residential lot? I know it's a pilot project. Are you supportive of it, and when can we see this moving beyond a pilot situation?
Well, you know, that's the great thing about pilots. You know, they're pilots, they're experiments. And so what we, you know, with any pilot, what we would do is we would launch them and see what works and what doesn't work. And if it makes sense, then we, you know, they're no longer pilots. And if they don't work, we trial and we experiment even more. And we get them to work. And if they don't, then we drive forward on the next project.
Do you think it's palatable to those living in single-family home neighborhoods? I know you can build 3 right now with a home in the back and a basement suite. But 6 speaks of, you know, a lot more. The sewage issue is there. The parking issue is there. Do you think this can actually be sold in single-family neighborhoods? Because it's a huge cultural shift as well.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily a cultural shift. We do have, for example, in some of our neighborhoods, some of our ethnic communities, we actually have intergenerational families that, you know, have quite a few people living in these homes. So I don't think it's going to change the complexion of the neighborhood. What we're talking about here is adding more density to neighborhoods so more people can live in the city that we love. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Are there challenges? Are there things that we have to work out? Absolutely. Nothing's going to be perfect.
You think you can sell a six homes on a single family lot in Kerrisdale?
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll leave you with this. I've spoken with individuals who you would think would oppose these units, mm-hmm. The profile, and there have been many. A family, empty nesters, they're at retirement age, they still want to stay in the neighborhood, but there are no options for them. And so they're forced to leave our city. They're forced to go either to the island or Coquitlam. And these are fabulous places, by the way, but they want to stay in their community, but they don't have options. And what we're seeing is a trend to people being more amenable to these opportunities so they can stay in their communities with their friends.
Ken, thank you so much for your time. Look forward to having you in studio very soon so we can have a longer conversation. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.